the reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. This can be found in the Pew Bibles, page 1083, and in the large print version, page 1910. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Give us in your word. Would you teach us how to think about serving rightly and what we might do as a result? In Jesus' name, amen. So the first image we're going to look at is the image of the vine. It's the image we heard about in the reading from John 15 we've just heard. Remember what Jesus said? I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. God is a gardener, and gardeners were the entrepreneurs of the ancient world. We hear gardener and we think grass and flowers, but ancient gardeners are about produce. God is a gardener, Jesus says, and in God's garden, there is a vine. And the only reason to have a vine in your garden is because you want grapes. Jesus describing God as a gardener shows us that God has an agenda. He has plans and purposes and objectives for the world. Plans to save for himself a people out of every tribe and tongue and nation, to build them together into a new, wonderful humanity, to grow them in holiness and justice, to make them salt and light in the world, a blessing to all around them, to in them and through them and by means of them proclaim his glory to the whole earth. God is at work. He's on a mission and he's looking for fruit. And if God is the gardener, Jesus is the vine. And not just the vine, but the true vine. True here in the sense of being faithful, diligent, doing what is asked of you. Jesus is the one who gives God the gardener all of the fruit for which he's looking. He's the one in whom God is achieving all of his plans and purposes. To put it another way, God is not doing anything in the world, anything at all, that he's not doing in Jesus. All of his plans and purposes are achieved, accomplished, fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus is the true vine who gives God the gardener all the fruit that he's looking for. But this raises a question for us if we're thinking about serving, about our serving. If God is the gardener, the one with the plans and purposes for the world, and Jesus is the true vine, the one in whom all of those plans and purposes come to, well, fruition, what place is there for anyone else? If we want to be involved, if we want to be of service in God's plans and purposes, what part can we play? Well, Jesus tells us, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and you will bear much fruit. The central truth of the Christian life is the connection we have to Jesus, the living, vital union between the Christian and the Christ. As the branch of the vine is essentially and necessarily connected to the vine, it's in just such a way the Christian is connected to Jesus. And here's the consequence of that connection. Because he bears much fruit, because he is fruitful, if we're connected to him, so will we. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Through that living, vital connection to Jesus, we become like him. And so as he is fruitful, we become fruitful. It's a consequence of that connectedness. So what's the implication of this image as we think about our serving? Serving, to be clear, is one of the ways in which we bear fruit. And this image teaches us that it is never to be, our serving, is never to be something we unilaterally get on with, apart from God's purposes and aside from our vital connection to Jesus. We must never serve to pursue our own agendas, and we must never serve in our own strength. God gives the plans, Jesus provides the resources. Think about a tree. A tree doesn't grow fruit because one night someone with a stepladder and a crate of apples goes around and staples apples onto the branches. That's not where fruit comes from. Fruit isn't added from the outside. It grows from the inside. Which is why, as I said at the beginning, chasing people around with clipboards isn't the way to go. We don't want anyone to do anything for the sole reason that someone once asked them they didn't feel like they could say no. Our serving comes from the overflow of the heart, out of a love for the Lord Jesus and a desire to be like him, out of a delight in what he's doing in the world and a longing to be used by him as part of it. Here's a great way to diagnose if this is true of our serving. In my serving, is there prayer and is there joy? Is there prayer? Am I always coming back to God and checking with him whether what I'm doing aligns with his purposes and his plans and his agendas? Am I coming back to him and asking for his help and his resources as I serve, in whatever way I'm serving? Is there prayer? And is there joy? Even in the self-sacrifice, and service is self-sacrifice, even in the self-sacrifice of service, is there a joy to be being like our wonderful Lord and to be being used by him for his glory? Is there prayer and is there joy? That's the kind of service that we're called to in Jesus. That's image one, the vine. Secondly, and more briefly, the body. The church as a body is an image that we find in several places in the Bible. For example, listen to this from Ephesians chapter 4. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head. That is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Do you see the picture? The church is like a body. Jesus is the head, and all of the people together make up the rest of the body. And the body has different parts. Those parts aren't separable. They're all tightly connected to each other and tightly connected to Jesus, the head. In fact, in that way, the image is quite similar to the vine. The vine branches are connected to the vine, if all's well, and the parts of the body must be connected to Jesus, the head. But this tight connectedness to Jesus and to one another doesn't mean that all of the parts are the same. They're different, with different functions and different tasks. And without all of those different parts serving their distinctive roles, one with one, another with another, the body will never be mature or healthy. The implications of this image, the body, for the way we serve are profound. Every single Christian in our church here in Wargrave has something the body needs to be healthy, some work that is needed for the body as a whole to be mature, to be vital. To put it another way, if you're a believer here, our church family needs you. We need you desperately. We can't be whole and healthy without you. That shouldn't make any of us feel proud. But it should make each one of us feel extraordinarily precious. When God, in eternity past, chose to bring precisely us together here at this time and in this moment, he brought us together as a complete set, a complete functioning body, with every part necessary for getting on with the tasks he has for us to do. God has given us all different gifts and different experiences and different capacities and different resources and different opportunities. That's exactly how it's supposed to be. Maybe you're in the later seasons of life, and so serving physically isn't on the cards. But you can serve by praying. We as a church need that. We can't be healthy without it. Maybe you've been given particular connections or relationships that could help us as a church reach new parts of our community with the gospel. We as a church need that. We can't be healthy without it. Maybe you're a musician or have practical skills or organisational nous. We as a church need that. We can't be healthy without it. It's been wonderful recently watching people step up to help build up the AV team. I don't know how many of those people felt in advance like they were the kind of people who were gifted to serve in that way for the church. But God gave the opportunity and someone to teach and willing hearts. And now those people wonderfully have taken on that particular bodily function, in addition to all the other ways I know they were already serving. Look, the point of the body image isn't that we will get hyper introspective about what particular body part we are and then refuse to serve in any other way. That would be to misuse the image. The point is that we're all needed, all of us. We all have work to be doing, and we do the work we can with what God has given us. So, the body and the vine. Two images from the Bible God gives us to teach us why we should serve and how we should serve. We're going to move on to thinking practically about all of the different things God's doing among us and how we can, if we think that's right, get involved. But let's not forget these two images and what they teach us so we can make sure that we're serving for God's reasons according to his plans and in his ways. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, the true vine, for the fruitfulness he has, and the fruitfulness that you will grow in us if we are connected to him. We thank you for Jesus, the head of our body, the one to whom we're all connected, and in whose body we all have our own roles and functions and purpose. Please, would you help us to bear much fruit in the vine? Please, would you help us to be healthy as a body? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.